This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, WGN talk show host, a financial journalist, and the CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of Alpha Wealth Group.
So every week on This Week in Wealth, we talk about business news that matters to you. We answer your questions about money, retirement planning, investing, cash, income tax, estate planning, investments. Am I leaving anything out, Tom?
That's pretty thorough. I think.
We'll try to cover everything today,
I don't think we'll get to everything, but we'll try.
We'll try. Remember that you can always call Tom at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You know, it's Father's Day, Tom. What are you going to be doing today?
Well, my father-in-law will be coming over, and we're going to barbecue. How about you?
You know, we celebrate my father-in-law as well. He just turned 91, and we're going to go bring lunch over to him, and then we're going to celebrate my husband, and I think one of our kids is coming over, so that's always good. We want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. I mean, it's a really nice way to start the day. Thank you for starting with us. You know, I think a lot of people look to their fathers for advice, particularly when it comes to money, which is sort of interesting since, you know, I'm waiting for the study that says, no, more people are going to their moms. But at the moment, more people turn to their dads for that kind of advice. And I thought just to kind of kick us off today, it would be good to talk a little bit about the advice that some fathers have given very, very successful business people. Like Meg Whitman, her father always said, be nice because you never know who you're going to meet later in life. You know, that's the old, you know, the person who works for you, your admin is going to be your boss later. So and that's what they say in Hollywood. You know, your boss is going to be your agent boss. So whatever. Anyway, don't screw that up. Be nice to people. T. Boone Pickens, his dad said, have a plan. Richard Branson's dad said, listen more than you talk, which actually is, I think, really good advice. What about you, Tom? Did your dad give you any advice that you use in your life as a financial advisor?
Well, I think like most people, in some, many cases, it isn't so much what they said, it's what they did, right? Actions, a lot of times, you know, speak louder. It's working hard, never complaining. Those are the things, putting these things that are important in front of you. I mean, there was one adage he had, which we kind of find humorous, but he always said, you can't put pride in the cash register. So, you know, my brother had a business for a while.
What did he mean? Tell me what that means, because that's so interesting.
Well, you know, people can be a little hard-headed. People can be, you know, I'm not going to take that from a certain customer or whatever it may be. And it's, you know, his adage was, look, you can't put pride in the cash register. You got to put those things aside and focus on what you're trying to accomplish. And I think that's true in anything. It's true with retirees too, right? As far as what you're trying to accomplish as it relates to your retirement plan. Again, whether you're a business owner, it doesn't really matter. But I think it can be applied in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's kind of interesting because my father was a terrible money manager. He never balanced the checkbook. He didn't know really anything about it. He invested in all these crazy things, like he invested in a brain machine. He invested in cattle, like stuff he knew nothing about. But I think he, you know, felt like these were people he met in business and they were trustworthy. Sure. And so, of course, they had good ideas. But that seems like a bad way, just based on my father's, none of these things actually ever worked out. But it seems like a bad way to go when you're investing this sort of, I like the guy's tie, so I'm going to invest in his company.
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, it's interesting you make that point. I think a lot of this can be applied to individuals out there for retirement. There are also things your parents may have done that you learned from, which are things you don't want to do. As far as maybe planning, if you've experienced it where you've seen your parents struggle a little bit because they didn't put the money aside, we see a lot of the statistics out there. I think that can impact individuals as well. You know, and when you talk about your father saying, hey, I'm going to take, you know, a risk on something that I think could really have high payoff, again, that thing can be applied to today in this market where you say, I'm going to put, you know, I spoke with someone the other day, said I'm going to put 20% of my portfolio in cryptocurrency. And I said, wow. I mean, you know, look, if you want to put a 3 or 5%, I get it. It's just, that's true in anything as it relates to, even if you want to be in a sector, right? Whether it's you're saying, I want to have exposure to materials or I want exposure to commodities. we have to be careful when we're investing to say, I'm not going to put a 30-40%. And so, again, it's interesting how all these we talk about these life lessons from our can be applied to our investing for retirement. And I think there's a lot there to be learned. So those would be some ideas I would say as you invest. Be careful what you do. I'm not averse to people having investments, whether it's in commodities, materials, cryptocurrency, but be very careful on the percentages. You really have to be careful there because it can come back to bite you.
Same thing is true. I find that people make this mistake all the time. They work for a company for a long time. They get stock. They get more stock the next year. They get more stock. They rise in the company. They get a promotion. They get some stock. And suddenly, you know, like 30, 40, 80% of their net worth is tied up in the company that they work for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a leading question. Good idea? How often does that happen in your practice?
Usually not. Anytime you have a 30 or 40% weighting, you know, we come across this a lot with people who have had Apple stock. I mean, those are tough ones to say, hey, sell some of that. I had a client recently that had a very large exposure to McDonald's stock. And it's hard to say, well, sell half of that and move. But yeah, it's still a risk no matter what. You know, you look at things like GE, you look at General Motors. We can go down the list of all these companies. I think since 2000, the Fortune 500 companies, half of them are no longer there. And so you just have to be very careful how you're investing. I would take it to another level here, just at least when we're talking about this. And this would kind of be a call to action for anyone. And this is not a criticism. I always talk about financial organizations. Do you really know what you own? You have an account. You may have two different accounts. Your spouse may have accounts. And it's tough. We're busy. And you may be overweight certain sectors. I mean, you may be overweight certain stocks. So one of the things I would tell any individual to do is sit down, take a look at what you own. I mean, we do a portfolio analysis anytime anyone comes into our office. And it's interesting what you uncover. And they'll say, I didn't realize that I owned that. Or I didn't realize that I had 20% international. You know, you look at these target date funds, right? The 2025 fund, the 2030, the 2035 funds. These are default funds in 401ks. Now, have you ever looked under the hood? You know, a large, this is my opinion now, a large portion of the stock position or equity position in there is international.
Yeah.
20, 30, almost half of it is international with the rest, the balance in U.S. Is that what you want? Are you even aware of that? I use that as one example. So, I mean, this is something that we want to take a look at for sure.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about this. We have to take a quick break, but you know, when we come back, let's dig in a little bit more about that, because I think that people really don't understand what's in all of these funds that they buy. And target date funds are, you know, certainly ones that I have some problems with some of them. And I know people just default there. They're like, oh, I'm going to be 65 in, you know, 2038. So I'm going to just pick that one. But it's great to really look under the hood. So we're going to do that. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment for This Week in Wealth. And if you want to call Tom, you can always call him at 630-934-1855. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm with Tom Fortino. He is founder of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about money, your money. If you want to reach Tom, please call his office, 630-934-1855. So just before the break, Tom, we started with the great advice your dad gave you, or didn't give you in my, you know, my case when it comes to money. But then we started to talk a little bit more about, you know, the kinds of things that you find when people are digging into their portfolios or when you're doing a review of their portfolios. And I was so glad that you brought up target date funds, because I have a little bee in my bonnet about these things. I'm all in favor of like index funds, and they match an index. And when the index changes, they change. Target date funds seem, I think, a little bit opaque to me. The fees that are involved are opaque. What's in them is a little bit opaque. And you started to talk about how people have no idea what's actually inside them. And I wanted to get back to that and have you dig in a little bit further. So tell us a little bit about why target date funds have become so popular and what you find when you look under the hood.
Well, I think one of the reasons we always get back to, you know, individuals, it's very confusing in this. And I blame my industry a little bit. They make things a little difficult. We've seen the polls where 70% of those, Harris poll, thought that retirement planning was too complicated. So it's much easier to buy one of these default funds that's available in a 401k to say, well, this is kind of an easy one. I'll just flip the lever here. I'll own it and I'm done. So I think that's one of the reasons. And so I wish more often these 401k providers or people at the individuals at these companies, whether it's through HR or whatever, would provide some insight into how people are investing in these and if these do make sense for them. Because, again, many people are not aware of what's inside those. And that's true in anything. And I would say across the board on your portfolio, you know, if you own something and then you're getting, you know, this is where you may have more risk than you think. And so, you know, you really want to take a deep dive into what you own. I've said that before. I mean, part of it is financial organizations. I'll take a step back. All of this is part of it. And this is portfolio analysis part of it. I offered this and I'll offer it again. We can talk about it in a minute here. But, the retirement planning kit is what I've offered. And this is, there's no charge or cost to it. I'll get it out to anybody who wants it. But it allows you to sit down and get organized. There's an asset organizer worksheet in there. There's information on, you know, income planning, tax planning, all of it. So that's why I call it the complete retirement planning kit. But that's probably where we want to start and be, you know, organized on every level. Then you can take it down more on the portfolio piece of it and know what you own and know why you own it. How much, you know, this market, the S&P had an all-time high the other day. Okay.
Yeah,
is it going to keep going for the next 10 years? You know, is it going to keep going? I don't know. And I'm not suggesting I do. You know, I'm a registered investment advisor rep. I'm a fee-based fiduciary. But, you know, to try to predict the market is folly, right? So we really need to know, as Peter Lynch said, the famous Fidelity fund manager, know what you own, know why you own it. Financial organization. And I like T. Boone Pickens, have a plan. That's part of it. Step one, you got to get organized. And I think, unfortunately, most of us are not, right? What do you own? What are the values? What's your net worth? How are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? Can you tell me? So those are the things that we really need to start with. And that's why that asset organizer is part of this kit.
You know what's funny, Tom, is that so Money Magazine this week says that Americans collectively have forgotten about 24 million retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, they just lose track of them. They lose track of
all,
right? So how can you even know what you own if you have no idea if you've forgotten accounts? So we looked up accounts at missingmoney.org, I don't know, a couple of months ago. This was one of our little pandemic things that we did. Sam decided to track down the missing accounts for everybody in the whole family. This is when we couldn't do one more puzzle, right? So he actually found like accounts that had $13,000-$14,000 for my sister, for both of my sisters. He found a smaller account for me for $4,000. There were all these different, you know, accounts that just get lost over time. How do you help people who have sort of forgotten about, or maybe they don't even realize, and once they figure out that they actually have a 401k account at an employer from, let's say, 20 years ago, how do you recommend they handle that?
Well, again, I'm going to beat this drum again. The first thing I would say is you really want to sit down and create a financial snapshot. If you sit down and you start writing out all of your accounts, if you're married, your spouse, you list them all, you'll have a picture. What are your bank accounts? What are your retirement accounts? What is your life insurance? But, you know, if we're talking about just accounts, write them all out and look at them in front of you. I bet you'll be surprised. Add it all up. See what you have. That's where the starting point is. Again, I'll mention this in a second. The asset organizer is included with it. If you do this and go through this, you're going to see where these accounts are and you're going to see what the values are. I love simplicity, right? Simplify your life. IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, whatever the retirement account is, there's what's called portability. Right. So you could have three IRA accounts. You can put them into one. And so that's a direct transfer. It's a non-taxable event. So this is all part of getting organized. Let me just offer that real quick before I forget. But the retirement planning packet has the asset organizer. If you do nothing else, plus all the ideas on income planning, tax planning, investment planning, all of that's in there as far as having a plan, like T. Boone Pickens said. But if you get organized, I will tell you, you will uncover some things to your point, Elise. You'll uncover some things you're unaware of. You'll sit back and look at this snapshot of your financial snapshot. You'll have it all in front of you. So if you want to give us a call, we'll get that out to you. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. I would tell you, if you do nothing, and there's one takeaway from today's show, and you get organized, wow, you're ready to go. And now you can start to put a plan in place.
So it's interesting. So this Money Magazine article says that people change jobs about 12 times through their adult life. I've had people cycle through my company you know, 18 months, 2 years. You know, if you keep that up, you know, you're going to be doing more than 12 jobs in your life. Plus, you've got all kinds of part-time jobs now, right? People actually, they work for Uber, or they, you know, are selling stuff over here, or they've got a little side hustle, whatever it is. But there's those 24 million retirement accounts that are missing that were connected to previous employers. According to Capitalize, which is a fintech company, Americans have almost $1.35 trillion in those accounts. So the average account that people might be missing is $55,000. So you think to yourself, well, how do you get to $55,000? But for a lot of people, when you leave a company, if you don't take the 401k with you, it'll grow. Maybe you missed the bonus because you stayed long enough in a year and there was profit sharing. There's still, even if you leave, you were there on the date that you were supposed to be there. They may contribute that into that account. If there was stock involved with that somehow, then that might grow. And so I think people just don't even realize that there's serious value in some of these accounts.
I had a client, this was recently, and I've had more than one, but I can name one that was just recent. They found an account from a previous job that was worth $95,000.
Wow.
And it was great. I mean, I can't take credit for it, but, well, I mean, maybe because I was helping them get organized. I mean, I didn't, and it was really terrific. We really got a kick out of it. It was nice because it's like, okay, let's add almost $100,000 more to your net worth and to your retirement plan. And, but it was part of getting organized in your planning. And I get it. You know, people are busy with their life. But, you know, we just want to be aware of what's going on. These 401k plans, like you said, Elise, sometimes you get lucky, you leave it alone and it grows. And, you know, it's nice a lot of times when you forget about something, it's like finding that $20 in your pocket. Right. Although in this case, it was almost $100,000 in your pocket. But leaving them at the old 401k, that's fine. I would still suggest most people move them again. They can transfer directly to your own individual IRA. If you have multiple 401ks, they can be put into one IRA. You can open up a Fidelity IRA or TD IRA in 10 minutes online. And then you can transfer those into one account that you control, that you can own what you want. You have more options in the 401k. You can control the fees. So I would just, as an aside, well, maybe not as an aside, but as a suggestion, you know, this is part of that organization, but then also consolidating, simplifying, and taking control. Let's do those things. This is, again, an opportunity as a call to action.
Right. So. And it's important to, so it's interesting. You know, a lot of times you don't have online access to accounts that you work with your manager or planner. In our case, we opened up 529s for the boys and we stuck an extra $25,000 in a regular account, but basically in the same thing. And somehow, it was just a brokerage account for us, but somehow that brokerage account never got tied to the 529s so that we never saw the numbers. So 10 years later, that $25,000 had grown to be about $160,000 because it was well invested. It just wasn't tied to it. We knew there was some cash there. We had no idea how much. And believe me, I was thrilled. So really, I'm just going to say, you know, this is so, I know, right? The missing $100,000 of your life. Very important that everything work together. So anyway, we're out of time, but I know that everybody's going to be thinking, oh, I should now look and see if I've got some missing money. So missingmoney.org. You know, if you want to talk to Tom, he'll go through all of it with you, 630-934-1855, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. Click on radio. Someone could get in touch with you if you like. And if in the next few weeks, we'll let you know how you can ask your question on air to Tom. So stay tuned to that. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy Father's Day again to all the dads out there. Until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.